All right, Dad, I'm ready. Throw it to me now.
Okay, now pull it in, run it back. Let's go. Come on. I got it.
On SWAT, we broke shots down into three steps. 1, front sight. Focus on the front sight, not on the target. 2, controlled trigger press. 3, follow through. After the shot, you come right back to the target. Now, what did you do wrong?
I didn't follow through.
Right. You came off the target to see where you hit.
Hutch, my firearms qualification's tomorrow morning. I barely passed my last one.
Front sight. Trigger press. Follow through. You do those three things, you'll hit your target every time.
Yeah! I'm not falling for it. Come on, Pop. Stop playing.
You this?
They're gonna take away my gun.
Profilers aren't required to carry.
Yeah, and yet you carry 2 of them.
When I joined the BAU, Gideon said to me, "You don't have to carry a gun to kill someone."
I don't get it.
You will. Look for him.
Reed failed his qualification.
Well, he can retest in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but he's going to be embarrassed about it, so let's not mention it.
Yeah. That's not, huh?
Not a word.
Hey. We're all here for you.
I'm serious. If you ever need anything... Just blowing it.
Hey, Franklin Parks explains. Yesterday afternoon, 3 victims shot at distance. It's the 3rd such shooting in 2 weeks. A sniper?
We don't use that word.
Why not? The public perception is that the FBI doesn't have an exemplary record with snipers.
Besides, a sniper is a professional marksman. These guys aren't snipers.
What do we call them then?
LDSK.
Long-distance serial killers.
How many of these guys have we caught using a profile?
None.
First and only fatality, Henry Sachs, married, father of 3, shot in a shopping center parking lot. 9 days later, Doug Miller and Kevin Parks were playing basketball at a community center. Franklin Park, 4 days later, Jerry Middleton, Kate Murray, and Tim Riley. The Des Plaines police have found no link between any of the victims.
Ballistics?
He's using frangible rounds, which fragment on impact, making ballistics comparisons impossible.
The good news is that all the Park victims are going to make it. The bad news is that none of them saw anything. However, one of the patients does have an intact bullet lodged in his spine.
What's the prognosis?
Well, there's disagreement among surgical staff as to whether they can remove the slug without paralyzing the patient.
Well, without a useful witness or solid piece of forensic evidence,
the profile's all we'll have.
Nietzsche wrote, "The irrationality of a thing is not an argument against its existence, rather, a condition of it."
LDS cases are so rare we haven't been able to build a standard profile. Here's what we do know. They're always male, they frequently have law enforcement or military experience, and they always contact the police or the media.
To take credit or relive the experience?
Both. All serial killers attempt to relive the ecstasy they get from their killings. Some use souvenirs taken from the victims, and others return to the dump site to interact with the body. Both modes require contact with the victim, contact which, by definition, long-distance serial killers don't have.
The Beltway shooters left a tarot card at one of their crime scenes. Later, they called a tip hotline, which ultimately led to their capture.
But Aaron Sub hasn't contacted anybody.
He will.
Until he does, what do we have?
Sometimes not what the unsub does that reveals a profile. Sometimes it is what they do not do.
He doesn't kill his victims.
Underkill's a unique signature.
Question is, does he shoot them in the stomach intentionally just to wound them, or is he just aiming at the biggest part of the target? Specifically, does the unsub lack the skill to make the headshot, or simply the will to take it?
Agent Hotchner.
Dr. Calvin. This is Agent Morgan, Agent Reed.
Thanks for coming. Follow me. The cones mark the places where the victims were.
So we know he fired from somewhere in this area. Close enough to hit all three victims, but far enough away not to be seen.
He's wounding his victims intentionally. You would classify him as a sadistic killer.
That would help us?
Well, we know a lot about sadists. But most want to be close to their victims and watch them suffer.
A powerful scope would allow him to observe it from a safe distance.
So how do we determine if he's a sadist?
We spend some time in his shoes, and we let him tell us.
Come on, Perry, you don't know that.
Good morning, doctors.
Forgive us, we were just reviewing the cases at hand.
This is Dr. Neil Erstadt, Chief of Surgery, and our trauma specialist, Dr. Barry Landman. These are the FBI profilers, Agents Gideon, Giroux, Greenaway.
How do you do?
How are you?
Ah, you'll forgive me. I don't shake my hands, you understand? Of course. So as psychological profilers, what exactly are you looking for?
How the victims were shot. That could reveal the shooter's signature behavior.
These separate wound channels blossom from the entrance wounds. You can see the trauma is extensive.
You perform the surgeries?
On patient Miller. I consulted with Dr. Landman on the others. The intact slug lodged between the L4, L5 vertebrae. Any attempt to remove it would likely leave the patient paralyzed.
In your opinion?
In my opinion.
Disagree?
With the right surgeon, there is no risk.
There's always risk.
What significance does the bullet have in building the profile?
Well, even if we can't get a ballistics match, we can get a rifle type. And a specific type of rifle the suspect uses, that could be very significant to the profile.
You believe you can safely perform the surgery, Dr. Landman?
I know I can.
This handicap spot couldn't be further away from the entrance to the building.
Yeah.
It also has line of sight to all three victims in the flagpole.
What are you thinking?
At this range, the unsub would have to factor in wind direction and speed as he shot. To do this, he needed a spot with a wide field of fire where he could see the flag to judge how the wind would affect each shot. He came here before the shooting, decided this was his spot, and ensured that it would be empty when he came back. My guess is he's shooting from his car.
Well, that would mean he wanted to get away from here quickly. That he didn't stick around to watch his victim suffer.
So he would not be a sadist.
What would he be?
Very smart, very resourceful, very paranoid sociopath.
If I'm the unsub, why do I shoot my victims between 2:55 and 3:15?
That's when I do it. There are fewer cops on the street.
Why is that?
Well, the police overlap shifts. So there's always someone minding the store. Second shift starts at 3, first shift walks at 3:30.
Wouldn't there be twice as many cops in the street at that time?
In theory. First half-hour, you shift, you're in roll call, you're not on the street. On the last half-hour, you're at the station, you're finishing reports, you're booking prisoners. So 25 minutes around the first, second shift. That's a bad guy's golden window.
How many people outside law enforcement would know that? But the unsub does, and you've already thought of this.
I have considered it. Hope you find it useful.
Dr. Lamb, how's Mr. Middleton?
Patient will make a full recovery, as I told you would.
Radiology set up to take photos and email them out for consults.
Call Hutch. We're getting the bullet to Garcia. Fill him in on the shift change theory.
Yeah, Morgan.
Isn't this spooky?
Isn't it what spooky?
That right now you were thinking about me, and out of the blue your phone rings, and it's me, huh? How's that for a spiritual connection?
Do I know you?
Why do you hurt me?
Garcia, please tell me you've nailed down a geographic profile on our guy.
Yeah, I'll give you the good news first, which is not that good, but it's better than the bad.
We think the shooter has intimate knowledge of law enforcement procedures.
Detective Kelvin, how far out of your jurisdiction is crime scene number 2?
About a sixth of a mile away.
If you knew how difficult it is for local police departments to interact with each other, you may have intentionally crossed jurisdiction lines.
Y'all are saying the shooter's a cop.
We're saying it's a possibility. He's gotten and prepped each crime scene. He chose an elevated position with excellent FLA and perfect field of fire.
That's textbook military practice.
True.
Yeah, but maybe he was in the Army.
He was probably a Marine, Ranger, or other specialized unit. Garcia says the bullet was a .223-5 from an M4 variant of the M16.
All the services use an M4?
It's got a shorter barrel than the M16. It's less accurate, and it's a lot harder to fire, especially at these distances. This level of skill indicates specialized training.
If he has specialized training, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He intended to wound them.
The underkill is deliberate.
Everything he does is deliberate, but it's as if he needs to show us how smart he is.
Well, since the crime scenes aren't centered around one single location, Garcia can't get a geographic profile without additional data.
What kind of data?
More crime scenes.
She's gonna get him. This guy's got something to prove.
How did it play out?
He's been suspended, but my guess is that the school board's gonna go after him and they're gonna try to expel him. I don't feel very good. I'm gonna go to the ladies' room, okay?
Honey, you have something on your dress.
Three more victims with non-fatal wounds, and it's only been 48 hours since the last shooting.
Media attention and the FBI presence will only escalate his desire to shoot again.
Meaning?
It's going to get much worse.
Then we need to give the police a profile immediately. You ready? State troopers. This is the second time he's crossed jurisdictions.
Yeah, we're ready. They're not going to like it.
This initial profile is not ready to be given to the media. Releasing this profile prematurely can get people killed.
We're looking for a 30 to 40-year-old male veteran driving a car large enough to shoot from, but not so large it was noticed. Like the Beltway shooter, it's probably a sedan, customized to conceal the shooter, his weapon, and the sound of his shot. The unsub suffers from both narcissistic and paranoid personality disorders. He works out obsessively and is never without a weapon. He's completely self-centered and cannot empathize with others. Incapable of admitting fault, he blames his shortcomings on those around him. He has no friends, and his career history has been marked by frequent job changes. He's drawn to high-stakes jobs by a need to prove his superiority to a world he perceives has undervalued him. And these shootings are the ultimate expression of that need. We believe he changes jurisdictions intentionally and strikes during the first second shift change, indicating an intimate knowledge of law enforcement.
You're saying he's one of us?
We're saying he once was or is now a police officer.
Is he driving a white van, too?
Enough.
That'll be all for now. We can talk in my office. All right, sir.
Thank you. Sergeant Weiger, we would like to reenact the third shooting during the shift change.
Why?
Well, to better understand his M.O. How does he get there? How does he leave? What's the traffic like?
It could help us with witnesses. Maybe the victims or bystanders saw something, but don't realize the significance of what they saw.
All right, let's do it.
How are you holding up?
Look at me. Without a gun on my belt, I look like a teacher's assistant.
You're not worried about how you look.
Hotch told me that when he came to the BAU, you told him he didn't need a gun to kill somebody.
Well, the only truly effective weapon we have is our ability to do the one thing they can't.
Which is what?
Empathize. They dehumanize their victims, we humanize the killers.
You're just saying that to convince me I don't need to carry a gun.
I don't care you carry a gun or not. Deadliest weapon we have is a thorough and accurate profile.
Of course you believe that.
Footpath killer, he had a shotgun in the back of my head. I'm here, he's not.
L, Jerry Riddleton was facing a little further south. Can you give us that?
How's that?
Perfect. Hold your camera right there.
It doesn't look like Jerry Middleton had a clear view of the sniper's vehicle when he was shot. The tree branches are in the way.
I do have a clear view of the vehicle from here. Tim Riley would have seen it if he looked down from the kite.
Good. Have the NSUP pop the trunk, see if we can see it.
No, sorry. I can't.
Nothing from position one.
Okay, everybody, move to position two.
And now we go to John Jenkins, reporting live from Franklin Park with breaking news on the sniper investigation.
Through anonymous sources,
you gotta see this.
The FBI profilers told the police task force that the sniper is, in fact, a member of the Des Plaines Police Department.
Who could have leaked this? The only people who had the profile were your people, and the profile implicates them.
Why would a cop leak sensitive information that would not only implicate one of his own, but make every citizen in the county afraid to get pulled over?
Well, what does he get out of it?
Contact with the media.
What?
The cop who leaked this story is a good suspect. Contacting the media could have been his sick way of keeping this alive.
Vic, why don't you go ahead and call the station and find out what they've got in mind for one of the...
Mr. Jenkins, sources. I'm Special Agent Jennifer Giroux with the FBI. We need you to identify your source.
No way. I know my rights. Hey, shoot this, Vic. Shoot this. Get this all on tape.
You should know the FBI considers these shootings an act of terrorism. Under the Patriot Act, we can detain you as long as we need to.
All I know is his cell number.
I have a lead.
Rainmaker, how wet do you want it?
It's Hotch. I have a cell phone number, and I need the name on the account.
Yeah, if you call the cell, I can throw in the real-time location, no charge.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Didn't you pull your people out of the park?
If we do and the shooter is here, he'll sense something is wrong. He can start shooting.
That cell is part of a batch purchased by the Des Plaines Police Department.
I need a name, Garcia.
That's going to take a second. I have to pull it from their system.
Then give me the location.
Franklin Park, Des Plaines.
He's here. The name, Garcia.
McCarty, Scott.
Scott McCarty.
McCarty's the unsub.
Yeah. Where is he?
McCarty is playing the unsub.
We need to talk to Scott McCarty.
He's the leak.
McCarty, why am I not surprised? I need SWAT and a lot ASAP. It's McCarty. We need to come heavy.
Copy that. We didn't say he was a shooter. You could just call him on the radio and tell him to come to us.
Best case, he leaked the story. Worst case, I'm not about to let him take down any of my men. We come heavy and we take him clean. Sidearm out of the vehicle and show us your hands.
I don't understand.
We know what you did, Scotty.
Look, I can explain.
Don't make me give the order.
Okay, all right, all right.
Now open the trunk lid slowly.
Come on. That's it.
How did McCarty end up playing the unsub? Weigart punished McCarty for mouthing off during the profile briefing.
By making him the unsub and sticking him in the trunk of the car all afternoon.
Wait, then how did the unsub find out about the reenactment?
Well, come on, cops talk. Pissed off cops talk loud. At home, at the bars, at gyms, and to anyone who'll listen.
What do we know? Our unsub went from wounding civilians to executing a police officer. So, he's escalated. He's not staying on script.
Sometimes it's what they don't do.
He did not pick McCarty at random.
He didn't take the gut shot.
Why?
Want to send a message.
Nobody takes credit for my work.
Yes, sir. His ego won't allow it. He feels underappreciated.
Okay, but we still don't know why he wounds them.
Excuse me.
You know, if a killer has no contact with his victims, he will contact the media. Okay,
but he hasn't contacted the media.
Yeah. He has contact with his victims.
And there's only one way.
All right, thanks. Garcia nailed down the geographic profile. The crime scenes are centered on two separate locations.
The hospitals.
I believe it's a case of hero homicide.
What's that?
The best known case was hospital nurse Richard Angelo. He would inject toxins into his victims and then wait for them to crash so that he could run to the rescue and save them. He killed 25 people, and it's just that we know of.
If he attacked and was saving, why'd he kill 25 people?
He's very good at it.
Yeah, and hospitals don't keep records of people who almost died.
So what's the profile of one of these guys?
Arrogant. Conceited. Feel superior to everyone around them.
You just described every surgeon I've ever met.
Now you'll forgive me, I don't shake my hands, you understand?
Lamb. Let's start with Lamb. Paul Weiger, tell him we need a discreet perimeter around this block.
I'm gonna go check out Lamont's car.
Hey, courtesy of Garcia. Lamont was Army. Started out in MP school.
Well, there's your law enforcement.
You're smart.
got a degree in Uncle Sam and ended up a doctor with Special Forces.
And bounced around from hospital to hospital since his discharge in
2001.
Has Dr. Landman been under any unusual strain?
Has he had a reprimand? Has he had any kind of major blow to his ego?
Last month he was passed over for chief of surgery.
Let's get a warrant for his house and see if we find the weapon.
Okay.
What can I do to help?
You can tell me where he is right now.
Where's Marston?
She's not coming.
Look, I'm very busy right now. Perhaps you can make an appointment.
Busy with what?
Things.
What kind of things?
You're considering me a suspect?
Yes.
Well, that's disconcerting. I heard what happened to your last suspect.
Do you want to know why?
Collective incompetence.
Have you ever heard of hero homicide?
Would I be less suspicious if I let my patients die?
Absolutely.
You get anything from this car?
It's a red two-seat Maserati.
Of course.
If he's the shooter, he has another vehicle.
It's that the killer seeks the power over life and death and covets the power of God. You know anyone like that?
I want you to understand something. When my patients are in the operating room, they need God, and that's exactly what I give them. When someone's holding your beating heart in their hands, who do you want holding it, me or God?
Where are you today at 3 o'clock?
I was in my office.
Alone?
I was in my office with Dr. Hannah Pate. I'm not the only one who thinks I'm a God. She's in the ER right now. Go on. Ask her.
Reed, let's take a walk down to the ER. I guess this Dr. Pate's going to corroborate Lamon's alibi.
You don't think Lamon's the shooter?
Richard Angelo wanted to be a hero because in his everyday life he was a nobody. Lamon's a surgeon. He has power and recognition.
Yeah, but you know, surgeons are a different breed. They're the stars in their field, and Lamon is definitely not one of them.
Excuse me. I'd like to speak with Dr. Pate.
Yes, sir. I'll go find her for you.
The motivations for hero homicide are excitement, power, and respect. And even though Landman's not a star, he still gets respect. Racing against the clock to save someone's life is exciting.
Maybe it's not exciting enough. That's why he shoots three people at a time.
But he can only operate on one at a time. It wouldn't be any more exciting. At least, not for Landman, and not in the OR.
Policemen and ER personnel are on the exact same 24-hour shift schedule.
The unsub wasn't shooting at shift change because there are fewer cops on the street. He works the second shift in the emergency room.
Contact with the victims.
Sir, you can't use the cell phone in the hospital.
Excuse me for a minute, please. We're FBI agents, and we believe that one of your staff members might be the sniper. Now, the man that we're looking for works second shift, and he would have transferred from Arlington in the past 2 weeks.
We haven't hired any new personnel in 2 months.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He has the worst narcissistic personality disorder I've ever seen. But he's not our guy.
I've got patients who need me.
He's in his 30s. He's vain, rude, arrogant. He works out. He shows up to work late. He blames others for his mistakes, doesn't take responsibility for his behavior. All of his co-workers detest him.
He's filled with doubt. He picks up shifts at Arlington.
Is he here today?
Oh, my God.
Okay, your patients need you calm. And tell me, is Dowd working today? Do you see him?
tell Gideon.
Reed, easy.
Nobody moves, and nobody dies.
Better be a headshot. I got this on full auto. Anything less, I go down squeezing the trigger.
Get up! Get over here! Double time, let's go!
You take your partner's gun, put it on the counter.
He's not armed. See for yourself.
Hands on your heads. Get up, Keith. Put those on. Put them on yourself. Now step back.
Back up. Back up. Back up.
Get down on the ground. Have a seat. Now, what kind of an FBI agent doesn't carry a gun?
I'm a profiler.
Profiler? Sent you to figure me out?
We did. That's how we found
you. Shut up, Reed.
No, don't shut up. Tell me what you think you know about me.
Go ahead, Gene. Just tell him. Tell him. But remember, get it wrong and he's going to kill you.
Okay. You're the boss. You tell me. Who am I? What's my plan?
You know, you shot 11 people in broad daylight and left us nothing. You executed a cop in front of the FBI and got away clean. And I know your plan is to go down in a hail of bullets.
What else do you know?
He joined the Army at 18, went to Ranger School. Did 6 years before being dishonorably discharged in 95 for conduct unbecoming. Obviously lied about it and joined the Arlington PD.
You were right. He was a cop for 9 months. When they found out he lied about the discharge, they kicked him out. Soon thereafter, Dad got his nursing license. He's been bouncing from hospital to hospital ever since.
I know you're the smartest guy in every room you've ever been in, and no one's ever known it. People feel threatened by you and try to sabotage you every chance they get. You're not a bad person. You helped save all of your victims afterwards. First guy wasn't your fault. If the EMTs had been there on time, he would have lived.
Took those guys 13 minutes. 13!
You want to barricade the door.
What?
Let me and the kid do it. Let them see that you've got two FBI agents in here doing your bidding.
You're right. Let you give them a signal.
What signal? They knew you were in here. They knew you were armed. What can I tell them?
What is this? Some sort of profiler trick? New negotiation tactic? Now, the barricade's a good idea, though. Now, why would you want to help me?
I don't.
You said they knew I was in here.
I said they know you were in here.
No, that's not what you said.
Why does it matter?
It matters because your partner wants to help me, even though he doesn't know it. Go ahead, boss man. Tell him why. If you lie, we'll leave anything out.
They knew he was in here. They knew he was armed and dangerous, and they knew that he was going to fight to the last round. And they sent me in here with an unarmed kid who can't shoot his way out of a wet paper bag.
They set you up.
Exactly, and they're probably laughing about it right now.
That's why you want to help me.
I wouldn't say I want to help you, but when they come in here to get revenge for the cop you killed, you're going to go down fighting, and in the crossfire, a lot of us are going to die. They sent me in here. I figure, why make it easy for them?
I target for a moment. Please don't send your men in yet. You have to consider the possibility that your men are dead or at least disarmed.
Agent Hasha is a very experienced profiler. He's going to do whatever he has to get down to like, trust, respect him. And once he does, he will get Dowd to end this peacefully. I just ask you to give him time.
Dowd has already shot 10 people. He killed a cop.
Cop is dead. This man is a violent, deranged paranoid. It's a game. He's going to do whatever he has to. You send your men and they're just going to become villains in his little hero fantasy. You're letting him call all the shots.
How are your unarmed men going to stop him?
They're not unarmed. They have his profile. They understand him.
3 minutes and my men are ready to take the ER. Your men have 3 minutes.
You know why they took away Boy Genius's gun?
Why?
He failed his qualification. Twice a year I gotta listen to him whine about requalifying, so I tutor him. And he fails again.
You think you got it rough? These people have done nothing but undermine me since I got here.
They're nice to the barricade. That way when they blast their way in here, both of our problems are solved. That sort of thing could ruin a cop's career.
You are one sick dude.
How do you think I found you?
Time's up. Ready teams for assault.
Can I ask you a favor?
You can ask.
I figure the chances of my getting out of here alive are pretty slim.
So?
I want to kick the snot out of this kid. He's made my life miserable for 3 lousy years.
Knock yourself out.
Shakespeare wrote, "Nothing is so common as the wish to be remarkable."
You right? Nice shot.
I was aiming for his leg.
I wouldn't have kept kicking, but I was afraid you didn't get my plans.
I got your plan the minute you moved the hostages out of my line of fire.
Well, I hope it didn't hurt you too badly.
Hotch, I was a 12-year-old child prodigy in a Las Vegas public high school. You kick like a 9-year-old girl.
Now keep it. As far as I'm concerned, you passed your qualification.
Reese, you all right? I've done my
best. How you doing?
Still me
You were right. You don't need a gun to kill somebody.
No, you don't.
But it helps.
Yes. It does.
I know I should feel bad about what happened. I mean, I killed a man. You know, I should feel something. But I don't.
Not knowing what you feel, or... That's not the same as not feeling anything. This is going to hit you. And when it does, there's only three facts you need to know. You did what you had to do. And a lot of good people are alive because of what you did.
What's the third?
I'm proud of you.
That where we are is right where